Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is State Representative Jim Van Engelenhoven. Representative Van Engelenhoven joined us from the State House.
Well, this is a normal week. After final week, we're busy working on appropriation bills. We have to get them out or try to get them out yet this week. And, of course, then they have to go to the Senate and be acted upon in the Senate. We should start getting some bills back from the Senate that they've taken action on and either added to or made some changes, and we'll have to take a look at them through committee process and find out whether we can comply or whether we want to send it back. And of course, then it gets into the negotiation stage and very possibly into a committee where they work on it. And so that's the normal process. As we talked this afternoon, we've been dealing with the Health and Human Services budget. And that's probably, if not the largest budget that we deal with, it is certainly one of the largest budgets. We hear a lot about rules and regulations and the cost of those rules and regulations to business and to people as well through property taxes, through income tax. Interesting to note that just a little bit ago, we were talking about why some of the things we can't afford and why we can't afford some things. Found out that the regulations that we're complying with or saying we have to comply with are actually much higher than federal regulations. And of course, the comment was, what does this do to the cost? And without setting down with somebody from the Fiscal Bureau, it was estimated that it was driving the cost up somewhere in the area of 15% to 17%. So it's an interesting scenario that sometimes you think you know what all is in these budgets, but it pays to listen and pay attention. Earlier today, we took up the Iowa Department of Ag and Land Stewardship bill as well as the DNR bill. So those are some of the things that we've been dealing with. And this past week, of course, we had Pioneer Lawmaker Day on the Hill. That's something that we invite back all the people that have served in the legislature. And then Wednesday evening, we had a memorial service for those people who have served here and have passed on or no longer with us. So it's been an interesting week, an opportunity to see a lot of older people that have been here and come back to visit, and that's just part of the process this week.
Sure. And you spoke about some spending bills, some appropriation moves finally starting to be made, and of course, as we speak now, it's shaping up to be a bit of a late night at the State House. Are there any bills in particular that are shaping up to be rather contentious that we're seeing some problems with trying to find compromise on?
Well, that is starting to happen. Obviously, the bills that we've been working on this last two or three days have just either been sent to the Senate or they're in the process of being sent to the Senate, and they get them on their agenda. Some have been assigned to committee already, and the actual process will start this coming week. And given another week, the bills should have all passed out of the House and over there, and probably most, if not all, will have been considered by the Senate, and that means that they have either went to the governor's office or they have come back to the House. Now, we have to remember that some of these more unpopular, I guess you would say, budget bills will probably end up being negotiated with the governor as well as the House and the Senate. They could end up in conference committee, as I commented earlier, but that's pretty much a normal process. One of the things that's going to be a contentious issue is, of course, the governor is asking for a two-year budget, and the bills that have left the House will have a two-year budget proposal in them. The bills that leave the Senate will not. They will have the normal one-year budget process. Now, that will either have to be negotiated out between the governor's office and the Senate, or it will have to go to conference committee, or we'll just have to see where that takes us down the road. The governor's indicated that he will not accept legislation unless it has a two-year budget attached to it. He believes firmly, and several states we find are starting to go to two-year budgeting process because it gives you more opportunities to do long-range planning.
Now, what would be, I know in for the last many, many years, we've gone just a year-to-year budget, and of course you've been involved in a lot of those processes as well as in your time in the State House. What is the significant difference this year all of a sudden that a two-year budget is I don't want to demand it as a strong word, but that the governor really wants to see a two-year budget come to his desk when we haven't had it in the past?
Well, as I stated earlier, I think the governor firmly believes, and I think he's probably been visiting with his colleagues across the country and watched what other states are doing, and we're seeing a gradual move towards a two-year proposed budget. They firmly believe that this will be an asset to the state of Iowa, looking long-range, how we can make planning more effective to the state. And, of course, I think the issue behind that is this some of the tools that will help us generate more business, more jobs in the state.
Okay. And looking ahead to next week, Representative, what can we look forward to next week?
I would say that it's going to be pretty, we still have several bills, some on the unfinished business list, and we still have several bills that are non-com bills, non-appropriation bills that will be debated, and we'll get that list taken care of next week, and then we'll start seeing the bills come back from the Senate that we can work on. And so we're getting into that process for the next 2 to 4 weeks. We'll be basically centered around budgets.
Things looking to be pretty much on schedule at this point?
I would say so. It's always an unknown as if they go to conference committee, just how much time can be wound up in conference committee, whether there can be an agreement reached or whether the governor, and that is something that I don't know for sure whether anybody knows, whether the governor really wants to get involved in the budgeting process. Most governors, I think, would let the process work, but sometimes somebody has to make a decision, and that's maybe just what happens this coming weeks.
All right. Well, Representative, thank you so much for taking some time out this afternoon for us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me this afternoon.
Again, that was our guest, Representative Jim Van Engelenhoven, on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com under Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast on KNIAKRLS.